Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 7. We are in the last two letters of the eight letters that we were describing. The first set was I and E, which is introversion versus extroversion. The second set was S versus N, sensing, which is concrete, down to earth, versus N, which is intuitive and abstract. The third was T versus F, thinking versus feeling. And now we're going to go to the fourth set, P, which is perceiving, and J, which is judging. And this fourth and final pier is very important, and it's not the way we use the words generally speaking. P and J has to do with whether you prefer to keep your options open, waiting for the last minute to make a decision, that's P, perceiving, or whether you prefer to have closure as soon as possible by making decisions and formulating rules and setting boundaries and devising schedules and structures, and that is J. So, to explain it in a very simple way, if you are a J, a judger, then you're probably waiting for others who never seem to be on time. You have a place for everything and you aren't satisfied until everything is in its place. That's a J. You just know that if everyone would simply do what they're supposed to and when they're supposed to do it, the world would be a better place. A J generally wakes up in the morning and knows fairly well what the day is going to be like, and you have a schedule and you follow this schedule, and you can become unraveled if things don't go as planned. If you're a J, you don't like surprises, and make this well known to everyone. If you're a J, a judger, you keep lists and you use those lists. If you do something that's not on your list, you may even add it to the list just so that you can cross it off. If you're a J, you're a judger, you thrive on order. You have a special system in keeping things in the refrigerator and the dish drainer and hangers in your closet and pictures on the wall. You're very structured that way. If you're a J, you're accused of being angry when you're not, and you're only stating your opinion. When you're a J, you're a judger, you like to work things through to completion and to get them out of the way, even if you know you're not going to have to do it, you're going to have to do it over again to get it right, you'll do it now. So that's the concept of a J, a judger. If you're a P, a perceiver, you most likely are easily distracted. You can get lost between the front door and the car. If you are P, a perceiver, you love to explore the unknown, even if something is as simply as a new route from work to home. If you are a P, a perceiver, you don't plan a task but wait and see what it demands. People accuse you unfairly often of being disorganized, even though you know better. If you are a P, a perceiver, you have to depend on the last minute spurts of energy to meet deadlines. You usually make the deadlines, although you may drive everyone crazy in the process. And a P, a perceiver, does not believe necessarily that neatness counts, even though you prefer to have things in order. What's more important to a P, a perceiver, is creativity, spontaneity, responsiveness. A P likes to turn most work into play or fun. They change the subject often in conversation. New topics can be of anything that enters the mind or works into a room. And a peer perceiver doesn't like being pinned down about most things. You'd rather keep your options open. And you tend to make things less than definite from time to time. And you're more open-ended. So the P perceiver is more open-ended. And J is more yearning for this type of structure and closure. So that's the idea. A person who chooses closure over open options are likely the J, the judging types. If a person likes to keep things open and fluid, they're most probably the perceiving type. So a J, if you're a judger, you will feel a sense of urgency until you make a decision. And then once you make a decision, oh, you calm down. You're fine. I made my decision. A P is the other way around. They have resistance to making decisions. They want to wait till more data is accumulated. So a P, when they make a decision, they feel uneasy and restless when they make the decision. While a J in the same situation feels ease and satisfaction. Oh, I made a decision. So by J's, the decision gives them calmness. By a P, the decision gives them uneasiness because they like things open-ended. So J's are the types, the judges establish deadlines, takes them seriously, expecting others to do the same. P's, perceivers, may tend to look at more at deadlines. That's just alarm clocks that buzz. You could turn it off, you could ignore it. And, you know, you put on the snooze, you know, and so the deadline is a fluid thing. What's interesting is that the P's in general and J's are easily observable. And they're a source of misunderstanding. J's push towards decisions and P's hold out on decisions until there's more research, and that creates tensions between the two. But the word judging, when we use the word judging, we don't mean judgmental, by the way. That's very important to know. It doesn't mean that J's are more judgmental than P's. They're not. And P's does not mean being perceptive, because they're equally perceptive. So this is an important point. When you say the word J, judgers, does not mean they're judgmental. Perceivers, P's, could be just equally judgmental. And P, perceivers, doesn't mean they perceive or perceive, they have a healthy, a clearer perception. That's not what we mean here. J people are no more judgmental than P people, and P people are no more perceptive than J people. It's more like J's judging. What you should put in your mind with it is that they desire or value closure. Judging, meaning you make a decision, you judge, and boom, you value the closure. P, perceiving, desires open-endedness. That is the idea. So the J and P is independent with the other six letters we described. Whether you're I or S, intuitive or sensible, whether you're T or F, thinking or feeling, whether you're I or E, introvert, extroversion, no matter what you are in those other six letters, whichever three you are, if you're a P or a J, that's a different mindset here. A judging type, for example, seems to have more of a work ethic. You know, you work first, and then you can rest later. This is the idea of a J. A P, on the other hand, no matter what their other types are, they have a play ethic. They're more playful. They're a little less serious. They want a process to be enjoyable, more than J's do. So P's are like process-oriented, while J's are more outcome-oriented. Now, this is how they often, unfairly often, criticize each other. If you're a peer perceiver, sometimes they're described unfairly as indecisive, as procrastinating, dragging their feet, aimless, purposeless, critical, blocking decisions. And that's the perception of P's to J's. P's, on the other hand, may be impatient with J's because they feel pressured by them. They jump to conclusions, they feel they're too driven, they're too task-oriented, they're too rigid, they're too inflexible. So this irritation, which happens often in couples, if one's a P and one's a J, could create a lot of unhappiness unless you understand the personality, and then there's no reason to be unhappy anymore. And it becomes very, very clear, and it becomes very, very good. So the idea is, you cannot be a P and J at the same time. Because P means you're getting new information, and J means you're finally taking a stand on that new information. Now, you could be the strongest P perceiver in the world. You could be as open-ended as you want. Sooner or later, a P needs to make a decision. They don't go endlessly collecting data. P gets married. Now, P in Shidduchim may have difficulty closing the deal, you know. J's are easier to close a deal, but they run the risk of closing the deal too soon. So each one has its own thing. Let's talk about the P for a couple of minutes here. The best way to conceptualize a P personality is the word options. P feels best when collecting data and considering options, as opposed to making a final decision. They'll resist making a final decision. They want to be flexible, open-minded, adaptable, and often they are impulsive. They're free spirits. They're natural performers. Even introverted P's That's an interesting point. If you're a P, even though you're an introvert, you'll still be more public in a certain sense because your P desires exploring things. So it'll come out at some point. The strong need for a P, and it's important to know when you have children that are P's, is for awareness and autonomy and freedom to consider options. There are two types of P's. There's an NP and an SP. An SP means, let's talk about S. S means sensing. Emotionally healthy SP is sensing, perceiving. They have a drive to excel in the physical world. That's S. That's concrete. Now, there's a STP where they're using the T, the thinking process, where they work with things, money, tools, crafts, instruments, machines, concrete things. There's a SFP that deals with more people and they're more warm and friendly. That's the TF difference in this scenario. So SP is that. An NP have a drive to excel in abstract knowledge, philosophy, science, psychology. N means they're creative. You have an NTP, if they're thinking, they enjoy abstract theories, ideas, in an impersonal way. If you're an NFP, with a feeling in there, then you work with people using these theories to help people, to be personable, to be empathetic. So the quality of P could be a person that has a pioneering spirit, very spontaneous, has a sense of individuality, it is groundbreaking. They can be either in a spiritual sense being an N or a more material sense being an S. But high-level NPs, as an example, can be brilliant Talmidei Chachamim. Or if you're a SP, you could be a great businessman. And so on and so forth. The struggle that Ps have is with indecision. When Ps finally come to decision, they impulsively make a move. And they always worry they may not have all the information they need. But they have to get over that. Sometimes the procrastination of a P could be due to laziness. Or it may not be laziness. It may be something else entirely. They're not lazy at all. And their procrastination to make a decision is because they want to wait to have new data. They're hoping that if they wait long enough, they'll get new data that will turn up. That will make their decision more sound. But to the outside world or to a J, P seem like they're waffling, you know, that they're like hemming and hawing and not making a decision. And it's frustrating to J's when they see this. So someone said, for example, I'm a strong P. It's hard for me to come up with firm rules and regulations. And even when I do, it's hard for me to stick to them. For example, I tell my kids, no more eating in the living room. But then I forget. Or people will drop by, or I'm too tired to fight with them, and so on. And then I think to myself, do I really want to stand firm on this issue? And before I know it, the rule is out the window. Or if I say, as a P, as a perceiver, no, you cannot go there. And the next thing I know, I begin to see the other side, and now I'm not sure, and I get confused, and I don't often follow through. My husband, my neighbors complain about them not being control. My husband complains why I'm not on top of things. But instead of condemning myself as a P, when I started learning the types and realized that I'm a P, I realized that I have to start small, make simple rules that I could live by, and so on and so forth. Ps have a strong curiosity hunger. They're very, very curious. If you have a P child, they'll always like to explore things all over the place. P's treasure individuality. So we're going to, Be'ezus Hashem, go further in the next year in the JP preference. It's a very, very important preference. Be'ezus Hashem will continue. But this is the basic idea behind the two of them. And this, when you learn it and you understand it, it could create so much shalom, peace between these two types, which very often happens in interactions with children or with a husband and wife. Sometimes they're both J's. If they're both J's, they could be too close-minded about things or opinionated about things and create friction that way. If they're both peas, they could be both fly by nights and lack structure that they really need in the marriage, and they have to work on that. If one's a J and one's a P, or they have differences between them, they work it through with each other. They work it through with each other. So very often, you know, stereotypically, which is not always true, but the husband is frustrated when he needs to go to a wedding with his wife and his wife is not on time. Now, could be sometimes because she has more to prepare herself to get dressed in order to go to the wedding while her husband just throws on a hat and suit and a jacket and they're done. But it could often be the other way around as well. If a wife is a strong J, she may be the reverse of that. She will say this is the time and she will get ready earlier and she'll be on time. And it's the husband who's the P, who's sort of open-ended and will be a little tzeflagen about that and not be on time. And that would create some friction that way. A lot of it could be the J-P difference. And when you work through it, on yourself and also in relation to your husband or wife, it could create a tremendous amount of understanding and avoid a lot of agmas nefesh and frustration and create a more calm and pleasant atmosphere and even a sense of humor with all of this, which is very nice to have as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.